Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father Raz have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here are your hosts, Daniel and Raz.
All right, welcome back to riskfeestaxes.com, our radio show. I'm Imran Rasby. Raz, this is Daniel. He's my son. He's my oldest son. He's also a tax attorney. We work together. We're a partnership. We have Higher Ground Financial Group. And what we do is we help people identify and minimize the risk, the fees, and the taxes in their retirement so they can actually enjoy their retirement without the stress of losing their money.
Yes, those are the three biggest killers: risk, fees, and taxes. And it's really important to minimize all three of those in order to have the best results for retirement. And when our clients do that, they come to us and talk about risk, fees, and taxes. We're able to help them retire often several years sooner than they thought was possible. Many times they have quite a bit more money than they thought they would have, and they're saving hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars in taxes.
Daniel, our audience is thinking, well, how much can you really save me in taxes?
Most of our clients, we save over $1 million in taxes.
Okay. And then they're saying, well, how much earlier do your clients actually retire than if they're with you instead of somebody else?
On average, 3 to 5 years earlier than they thought was possible.
Okay. And the last question that's on their mind is, okay, so how much money, is it more money that they get?
Usually it's close to 50% more money than they would have somewhere else.
You got to be kidding me. So you got $1 million in savings. You retire 3 to 5 years earlier than you thought, and you're going to get 50% or more income. I mean, you have proof of this?
Yes. I mean, we've done it for many clients. And so
make that appointment at riskfeestaxes.com. We'll share it with you. It's not a secret, but we share our results. We talk to you. We're very transparent. We are fiduciaries. And that means that we have your best interest at heart at all times. But the biggest difference is that we have a lot more tools in our toolbox than a lot of advisors.
And we don't focus on just some shiny object. We want to actually peel back and read the fine print. Because I'm a lawyer. I like reading the contracts, the fine print. What is actually the benefit here?
So shiny object, you brought that up. What is a shiny object? That's something that's made to catch your eye and made you follow in a certain direction, all right? That leads you in a certain way. So let me ask you a question. You guys probably have heard this. I mean, it's all over the radio and on TikTok and Instagram and everything, these videos of, you know, 9.5% roll up. So you get a 30% bonus and 9.5% every year minimum guarantee. You have more than that, but minimum 9.5%. So that means you're going to get 39.5% return on your money immediately when you put the money in. Isn't that right?
That's what we hear. And in fact, a client came to us the other day because we were working with him on a retirement strategy and we gave him some recommendations and he said, this looks pretty good. But then he called me and said, hey, I heard, you know, somebody talking about this, I could get 30% bonus on my money. And why did you show me that? I said, well, I didn't show you that for two reasons. Number one, it's not real money. First of all, it's not real money. Well, when you hear those bonuses, a lot of times, especially with annuities, and many times they don't even use the word annuity to describe it, but it is an annuity, an income annuity that's giving you a bonus. It's not real money. It's only for the purpose of a future pension that is calculated by that. So it is used. It's not that there's no purpose at all for the bonus, but it's not money you could cash out and withdraw.
So you're not actually getting a 30% return.
No, you're not. And so there's really three pieces to find out whether an annuity is going to be a good one or a bad one as far as the income it's going to give out. And the bonus is helpful. The roll-up is helpful, how much more they increase the income right in the future. But the most important piece is the one that's really not talked about usually, which is the payout factor. How much are they actually going to pay you as a percentage of this fake number that's in your account? Because when you have an income annuity, you have two accounts. You have real money, which is not really growing much at all. And then you have your fake money, your pretend account that is a bonus. That's what's used to calculate the pension. So maybe a company will give you a really big bonus, but then they'll use a small payout factor to apply to it. So you only get a really tiny piece of it, where some other company might give you no bonus, but they have a higher payout factor and it ends up being exactly the same amount of income
or more
in some cases, but it doesn't sound as cool. Oh, I didn't get a huge bonus. So then it sound as nice.
Yeah. So this client, they brought this up. They've been hearing on the radio. They've been hearing on TikTok and all this stuff. 30% bonus. So why aren't you giving us a 30% bonus? Well, we could. But if we did the, because we have access to all the different Italy's, that's not a big deal. I mean, our firm is big enough. We have access to everything. But the issue is, if they got the 30% bonus, how are they going to rank? And, you know, before we even get into that, I want to really make sure people understand. They're not getting a 30% bonus on their money. Okay. It's a phantom account that shows 30%, but you cannot withdraw it. You cannot spend it. And it's there only for calculating how much in future income you will get. So if you have, let's say, $1 million and you put it in, they say you're going to have 1.3 million immediately. And at the end of the year, you have another 9.5. So you have basically $1.4 million by the end of the year. Well, do you really have that? No, you don't. You probably have $1,050,000, maybe. Okay. If we got a 5% return, but that $1.4 million is what they use to, you said, what's a payout factor?
Yeah. So they're going to apply a payout factor to it so that you divide it by a certain percentage, and that percentage is what you actually get, right?
So what is that percentage on that account? So how much would you get if, say, you were 70 years old and you waited 5 years?
So in that case, so say you're 65 years old now, you put in $1 million to this account, you wait 5 years, and then at age 70, the account is now worth $2 million guaranteed. Now, it's not real money, though.
Yeah.
So what can you do? You can take 5.5% of that every year for the rest of your life.
That seems like a reasonable amount, 5.5.
And it is. I mean, 5.5% of this higher number, which is not even really the money you have, that's pretty good. And that's certainly a lot better than what most people are planning for retirement, which is just take money out of the market and hope that you never have a crash.
And that's limited to 4%.
Exactly. So this is already an improvement. I'm not saying this is a bad strategy by itself. And in some situations, it can be good, but we want to make sure, is it the best? Is it the most optimal strategy? Because right now, if we pull up a spreadsheet, and I just did that in preparation for this segment, I pulled up a spreadsheet.
It's got to be at least the top five, right?
No.
How about the top 10?
No.
Top 15?
It's number 16 in the list of all the products that are available that guarantee the best income starting in 5 years. In this particular example of waiting 5 years, you get that. And it's not. So the funny thing is, the number one product as we're recording this is the same company.
Oh, wow.
But a different product with a smaller bonus. How in the world does a smaller bonus and a smaller roll-up rate translate to higher income? Well, because the payout factor is 6.85% instead of 5.5. So you get 6.85 of a smaller number, but the number is not that much smaller. So it still is better than this other one that gave you a 30% bonus and a 9.5% roll-up. So it's very important to hear all three of those. And if you really want to compare apples to apples, the best way is, what is my actual guaranteed income going to be? If this is a pension you're buying, you want to treat it like a pension. What is the best pension? How do you know what the best pension is? It's not by how fast it grows. It's what your actual dollars per month coming out are when you retire. That's the amount that you need to be aware of.
And the difference is actually several thousand dollars per year difference in payout. I mean, I'm not talking pennies. I'm talking several thousand dollars difference. And, you know, it's not just that also. It's over your lifetime. How much are you going to get over your lifetime? And that's literally $100,000 or several hundred thousand dollars more over your lifetime with the same company, even with a lower bonus, lower roll-up factor. So the thing is, they're trying to trick you. That's the wrong word. They're not really trying to trick you. They're trying to get you to buy something from them. And this sounds good, because you know what, Daniel, you just did? You just burst my bubble. I thought I was going to get 30% bonus, and now you're saying I'm not going to get that.
And I'd rather teach and educate with real information that we can back up with facts, with math, to prove what we're saying. That, you know, something sounds too good to be true. Maybe it is, maybe it's not, but you need to really know the whole picture. And, yeah. You know, when I tell people that I'm going to save you over $1 million in taxes, I can show you all the people that we have saved. I can't actually show you their specific information, because that's protected by attorney-client privilege, but I can give you examples. And we do often say or share examples on the radio of all the different things that we have done to save these people millions of dollars in taxes. So it is real.
That's another good point you just brought up. There's attorney-client privilege. It's one of the highest privileges or securities that you have, is you're actually all your information is protected by attorney-client privilege. That gives another level of protection and security for you, and not just as a fiduciary, but you have attorney-client privilege. That's a big thing.
So go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and talk to us there. You can schedule a free video call. It is always on video call, a Zoom type of meeting. We do not do any in-person meetings, but we'll be able to happy to talk to you anywhere in the country and work on your risk, fees, and taxes, get your income plan. And if you are considering one of these strategies that's going to give you guaranteed income in retirement, it may be a great strategy, but we want to optimize it and make sure, is it the best? And then you also have to compare, you know, is it the best? Maybe the second best or the third best is sometimes even better if it gives you some other features that you don't get.
Yeah, for example, I mean, if you did this, then you're kind of stuck in that taxable situation for the rest of your life, right?
That's the other issue, right? Because this particular account, the annuity that we're talking about.
They call it a savings account. They don't even call it an annuity when they're talking about it, but it's really an annuity.
Now, some people do. I mean, it depends on the advisor, because there's a lot of advisors talking about this, and some people are using the correct terminology that's compliant and all that. But, you know, we can't control what everybody says. But this annuity with this particular company, it's not one of the six companies that allow partial Roth conversions. And that's really, really important. So if you're considering any annuity product and you have an IRA or a 401k that you're going to put into it, it's still an IRA in the annuity. That's number one you got to remember. It's still an IRA. So nothing changes yet from tax perspective. But the income for the rest of your life, and if you leave it into the kids, it's all going to be taxable unless you convert it to tax-free. Now, tax-free...
And this is raising, you'd have to convert the entire account. So if you have $1 million or $2 million in there, that's a big tax burden. You'll be pushing the higher tax bracket, pay more taxes.
Because most insurance companies do not let you convert just part of the annuity to Roth. You have to convert the entire thing at once. So if this client had actually put $1 million that we were talking about into this annuity, he would have had, if he wanted to convert later to tax-free, because he then heard us talk to the tax attorneys and realized it would save him a lot of money to convert to Roth, he would then have to convert $1 million all at once. Not even that, because the bonus, the 30% bonus is on there, that raises the fair market value of the annuity. Wow. Even though it's not real money, it raises what the IRS considers the value of the annuity. Therefore, he's not taxed on $1 million. He's taxed on something higher, maybe 1.1, 1.2 million, something in between the income rider and the actual cash value. And so that creates a lot of problems, because that pushes him into the highest tax bracket. So now he's basically given up on ever any possibility of converting this money to make it tax-free for the future, because he doesn't want to push him to the highest tax bracket. But maybe there was another account that was just slightly, very close in income, actually, and probably would have been higher than this one, because this was number 16, you know, but there are, in fact, the number two account as I'm speaking is from one of the companies that allows partial Roth conversions. So you could have put the money in there and then convert some to Roth each year, 100,000, 200,000 at a time. So you don't have to have that problem converting everything at once. So go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com. Again, that's riskfeestaxes.com. And we'll look forward to talking to you soon about how you can optimize your retirement.
We'll be happy to show you all the facts. Take care.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with Daniel and Raz from Higher Ground Financial Group. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.